Welcome to the Parenthood Podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Gams. Join me as we explore the hardest job that you will ever love, parenting your child. Today we talk about this tender topic that often causes parents' blood pressure to raise, and that is, how do we get our child to achieve? We see their potential. They don't necessarily see their potential. And this is often highlighted or demonstrated in sports and academics. What do we do with this disconnect? My understanding in this virtual life is that we need to be rated and we need subscribers to reach more of you. If you want to contribute to that intention, you know what to do for us. And thanks so much. Enjoy.
And then teaching him how to work hard at something. I try to explain that the way you get better at soccer is to go out and practice. Mm-hmm. And dad or I are not always going to be free to go out and practice with you. That's the thing. He wants to do it with everybody. Doing stuff by himself is just so hard. Mm-hmm. And as a kid, I used to spend hours out there by myself practicing. That's mm-hmm. how you get good at, it was because I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. And how do you, I don't know. I'm trying to teach him how to work hard or to value hard work. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. To work hard in school.
Well, you're never going to teach, nobody's going to go, great, thank you, mom. It's only going to come later in life that he's going to go, thank you for that.
I know, but is it lecturing that gets that? Or is it setting the example myself? Or how?
Both. Yes. Yes. The answer is yes. Okay. Lecturing, no. Because nobody wants to tell me, I don't want to hear it. But what you're modeling, hard work.
I don't know if I am or not. Especially when I stay, when I stay home with the kids, I don't know.
I'm certain
I second guess. I'm always working in the house and it's not like I'm ever,
Okay. And we as Americans have no problem modeling work.
Yeah.
We need to model rest and relaxation to our children as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wake up to work out before they even see me leave to go take care of myself and stay in shape. I'm home before they even wake up. So it's like all these things.
He'll know that the older he gets.
Yeah. And he sees his dad go to work and work when he's home and work too much. Yeah. But it's not the same kind of work that he's doing. He's not out practicing soccer or basketball or, learning how to read.
Well, unfortunately he has to be motivated. That's the problem. If we want to develop some new ability, there has to be will and skill involved. Will is something that cannot be changed. I can't make you want this. Skill I can help you with, which is what we're doing in these podcasts. Mm-hmm. Parents who want different skills or want to raise their game and are open to that, you can learn whatever it is you want. If you want skill, that's out there, but you have to be motivated. You have to want it. Mm-hmm. And so unfortunately we can't make Luca want something. So what we can do is stay tuned to and tune in if you notice any spark mm-hmm. of motivation towards something that he is really, that you can see it's lighting him up.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
into, I'm going to try to go with that.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to go with that. To encourage or to participate or to support or get behind. How can I help you with this?
Yeah.
When there is motivation there.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, it's like, okay, I want my kid to learn piano. They freaking hate it.
Yeah,
so
I recognize that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I do realize that he has to want it first.
Yes.
For instance, with soccer, he says he wants to get better. He's excited to go. He wants to go practice, wants to go out and play. But in a game, you would think, who is that child out there that's just kind of running around, not being very aggressive. You see the other boys sprinting and really working hard, and he, we enjoy watching him, but both Alex and I were athletes, and knowing, seeing our child out there not being aggressive and just kind of like jogging around, you know, smile on his face, like
happy,
having fun, like not playing hard. In our mind, he's not playing hard. But we've always, always maintained when he comes off the field, we enjoyed watching you play. Did you have fun? Did you, you know, how did you think you did? And he's always like, it was good. I did good. You know, and he thinks he's working hard. And we're
that's
like,
all that matters.
It's so hard because you're like, why can't you just run a little fast? I mean, we don't say that.
Right. Good but for you.
How do you encourage hard work when you know that he wants to be good?
Okay. This is
but
good.
But he's just kind of like, just a pansy. I mean, it's just like, and I would never say that to him, but like, man, Alex and I are like, oh my God, this is so hard to watch. Like, it's so
this
hard
is
to
painful.
Watch. Because you just want to be like, go after it. Be aggressive. Like, he's bigger than all the kids out there. He could dominate. Like, but he just,
it's not him. It's not him.
Yeah.
So you are touching on a theme universally with parents, which is the disconnect between what I want for you and what you want for
and
you.
We are very well aware of that disconnect. And we try very hard to be those parents that are yelling at their kid from the sidelines to do this, do that. It's always, I really enjoyed watching you.
That was so beautiful.
You know, did you have fun? Did you think you gave it your all?
Mm-hmm. And he feels good about it.
Yes, he does.
She says through gritted teeth.
And I keep asking, you know, my dad and Alex's parents, at what age did we really start getting aggressive and like really wanting to become like coming out of our shell in athletics? And you know, we've hit that age. So I don't know if it's going to happen for him or not, but
you may or may not have a child who becomes like that. He may never.
And my question is there anything that we can do to encourage it, to help him be the player he says he wants to be, you know?
Okay, but he is the player he says he wants to be.
Maybe he is in his mind.
He is. He absolutely is. He is having a good time. He's happy. This was successful. I feel good about it. Okay, which this is so important what you're saying, and it's so difficult because it's what I see your potential as versus you seeing your potential as.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah.
Okay. And this is parents do this with grades. Because I feel good about my grade. I feel good about it. I'm good. This is good. And parents are going, but you could do this much more. And you could do this. Yeah. And it's like the never good enough thing because they're feeling good about it.
Yeah.
So it's being conscious and aware of that because it could be very, that could turn very discouraging for a child who's feeling very encouraged quickly because it's, you don't feel good, mom and dad, I've disappointed you, when over here I was feeling really good about it.
Right. So I guess as a parent, it's how do you encourage, support, teach your child to strive to reach their potential?
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is so good. Okay. Well, it's not a marriage between what you want and they want. And even more, if we rewind behind that, it's not what you want. And that is so difficult for parents to accept that this may not be the child you wanted.
Right. I try to remind myself of that all the time.
We are given seeds in a pot is the visual I like to have seeds in a pot, and we don't know what kind of bush this is going to grow into. Mm-hmm. It may be a bush we don't even like, and the best we can do is kind of trim the edges of it and shape it a little bit and care for it. And this is the one we got. And there's a belief out there in the universe that our children choose us. They choose to be with you for a reason. There's something they're going to teach you and you're going to teach them. And there's diversity in that. So they're not little models of you. Sometimes they are.
Yeah.
And maybe there's something to learn from that mirror too. But that it's trying to be aware of how much we are projecting onto our children that isn't about them. It's about us. which you sound like you and Alex are very aware of, and you check it at the sidelines, which is so beautiful. That's the best it could be.
Yeah.
So, and to answer your question, how do we help a child apply themselves more?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a very delicate
right.
thing.
How do we even help them reach their potential? Is there, besides just being a solid foundation for children,
mm-hmm.
which is what parents in my mind should be, and supportive and encouraging, but is there a way to teach, or I don't even know what the word, promote, help them reach a potential that, I don't know, I mean, do they even, yeah, is that even their potential, or is it just our potential?
Mm-hmm. You're asking important questions.
Yeah.
Because you're the one that's seeing the gap.
Yeah. So
he doesn't see a gap.
If he's going to be a great soccer player or a great mathematician, I mean, is that going to come out regardless of what Alex and I say or not? Like, we could say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And is it going to be the same as if, you know, we have all these tools to help him learn how to work hard?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, you can make him do it. You can force and you can punish and you can reward and motivate and do all these things. And it's not going to be about him. It's going to be about y'all. It's externally motivated instead of internally motivated
right.
by him. What does he want? And so that's the conversation. To me, that's the conversation or the questions that need to be asked. So just Luca with soccer. So Luca, you're saying that you want to improve soccer. What is it exactly, honey, that you want to improve?
I don't even know that he would ask that question. Maybe it's because we have asked that question of him.
Uh-huh. Oh,
I think he probably sees himself as a pretty good player. Like, you know, you're right.
Oh.
I mean, it's probably me asking him, like,
mm-hmm.
what do you think would make you better? You know, what could you work on? Why don't you go out and practice, you know, and really hone in some of those skills instead of going
mm-hmm.
out and just playing,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Oh, well, there's a huge awareness. Isn't
yeah, I'm not sure he would ever ask me, you know, how could I improve?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
He's happy.
He is happy.
What a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I think to myself, he likes it. You know, he wants to play. He's excited about playing. I mean, what more could I ask for, I guess?
Touché.
Yeah, that's hard though sometimes. Yeah.
It's very hard. You are speaking of something that is universally so challenging for parents.
On so many different fronts.
Mm-hmm.
School being a huge one.
Yep. School.
But it's less in my face with school, I think. Well, I think maybe it's not. I mean, our school doesn't have grades, you know, it's all written feedback, which is wonderful. So there's no grades to judge or to think that he should be reaching a certain potential that he's not. So that's just kind of been off the radar because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well, if we talk, just the conversation about grades, when he does have grades, is a different conversation than most parents have. It's the grades come home and that there's a conversation about how do they feel about their report card? How do they feel about their grades?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then what do they want the grades to be next time is how the conversation needs to go instead
yeah.
of how I feel about their grades and how I feel or want for them to achieve. Or it's the same thing with sports, but most parents don't have that conversation like that. They have
yeah.
it with what I expect from you and this grade needs to be improved.
Yeah.
And the child then is just pissed at you.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like for back to school the other day, he brought home a little spelling assessment and it said 26 out of 26. And he just put it on my desk in front of me and smiled. And I was like, that's awesome. I said, how does that make you feel? And he's like, good. And I said, did you work hard? I mean, did you work extra hard to get that? And he's like, yeah. You know, I try to remind him, like, maybe that's because he worked hard that he got that grade.
He applied himself. Yeah. At some, maybe it could be easy for him, but it's helpful to be, like you're doing, to be specific about what did you do to get that?
Yeah.
How did you do that?
To,
which is his
to
effort.
To always praise the effort rather than the,
yes,
the outcome.
Yes, exactly. The difference between encouragement and praise. Encouragement is about effort and investment, and it's internally motivated. And praise is externally motivated. It's all about the outcome and the product. And we're in our culture is very praise oriented.
Yeah.
How do I feel about you? I'm going to judge you. I'm going to evaluate you as the parent to the child, rather than internally encouraging. What is it you feel? What is it you want? How can I help you achieve what you want? Mm-hmm. And that is the disconnect that you are struggling with right now with athletics and with grades. And it's a universal thing for parents. So mm-hmm. I'm so grateful you're talking about it.
Yeah.
Cause it is. So it's every parent feels it.
Yeah.
This gap between your performance, my child, and your ability or your potential.
Yeah.
As I see it over here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's, So basically what I'm hearing is there is no strategy to help him other than just, is it even being observant? Is it, if there is praise, to praise effort and to just say, kind of put the ball back in his court. Like, what did you think? How did you feel about that? Or, what do you want to do? What do you want to? What are your goals? Like, what do you,
yes, that's just exactly kind
of
it.
Helping him to remind himself of what he wants and how he thinks he did. And
yes.
Yeah.
And get behind any motivation that you see that's his interest, which that's the part about parents that they can be dismissive or minimize. What you want to paint, you want to draw, you want to what, do ballet, you want to what? Like what do I think of that?
Yeah.
Instead of, well, wait a minute, that's their curiosity. That's their spark. That's their creativeness. That's their interest.
Yeah.
That's their motivation. Let's get behind. Let's put oxygen on that flame.
Yeah.
Let's help that. Let's blow on that. Let's help that grow. Because again, this is their seed to grow. Like it's not ours.
Yeah. 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 That's really helpful. That's awesome. So, I mean, that helps because I feel like we're kind of on that path, but just to constantly keep that reminder to just leave it up to him and encourage where he wants the encouragement.
And by the way, nobody wants to hear this message out there as parents. It's like, we could, they don't want to hear
really
this.
There's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
Nothing that's going to make him into a great soccer player other than his own sheer desire.
Yes. Yeah. And there have been many, many, many cases of kids, you know, that go to a certain college or go to dental school, and then they literally hand the diploma to the parents and say, now I'm going to go be a painter, or now I'm going to go write the book I want, or I'm going to go whatever, because this wasn't about me.
Yeah.
That's a lot of energy, time, and money wasted.
Yeah. So true.
So yeah, I'm not sharing a message that parents want to hear. I'm just sharing a message that they need to hear.
It's reality.
Yes. I mean, it's just true. It's true.
And to think something different does your child harm, I think, in the long run.
Yes. You know? Yes, it does. And your relationship with your child harm.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Truly. I love what you brought here today.
Yeah, that is what I really, you know, it's more the concept of everything. It's more what I wanted to talk about rather than the specifics that we got into earlier. But still, I think those are helpful, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's all part of it. Like how to make the rubber hit the road on this goal of yours, which is grit and resilience, which is such a beautiful topic.
Yeah. I think it's, I mean, to me, it's integral to everything in life.
I love it, Britt.
I wish I worked harder, you know, but, you know, I know.
Okay, Britt, stop.
I wish you relaxed more.
I know. Yeah.
This is our conditioning in our culture, and it is damaging. It is so damaging. And the more that you get out of America, the more you see there are there are cultures that have it figured out, and we don't.
There are. Yeah, there truly are.
We don't.
I need to go there.
Yep. So, sister, give yourself a break.
Yeah.
And be kind and slow and relax and rest and model that for your kids, doing nothing.
Yeah.
Because that recharges you.
Yeah.
And then it creates things that you never knew you wanted to figure. Like, oh, now I thought in my downtime, that came to me.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
I never said it would be easy. I only said it would be worth it. Peace to you, mom or dad. It starts there. You've got this.